got the spring fever blues. I mean, I've got the spring fever blues.
So do you have a case of spring fever? Or are you thrilled with all that added snow we got, at least in southeastern Wisconsin this week, so you can enjoy winter activities a little while longer? We are looking for your recommendations of things to do in Wisconsin in March on this March edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March 1st. Travel writer Gary Knowles is here, as he is during the beginning of each month, with his Wisconsin event sampler, which is linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And as always, we want you to add to the fun with your calls and posts and emails on things you are looking forward to doing in March. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and a contributing travel writer to the online publication American Boomer. He's our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Hello, Gary.
Hey, it's great to be back with you again. And you know, it's a transition season, Joy, and I was transitioning through snow this morning.
Yeah, light snow in Madison, here. That's yeah. For sure. So,
I don't know if
light snow on the first day of March means March is coming in like a lion or a lamb. I think.
Well, you know, it looks a little like the wool on a lamb. So, right. You know, you can go with that, or you could go the other way too, I think.
Yeah, I think you can. But, you know, it is, you're right. We're going to have snow for a while longer anyway, and there are a lot of events this weekend that are winter related.
Yeah, we have, you know, March is that transition month, so we have winter, we have a lot of winter things going on, we have things indoors like antique shows and of course a lot of brewery tastings and wine tastings and things like that. So it really is a true transition month, hopefully to get us to a early spring that Jimmy promised last month. You know, Jimmy the groundhog, and
he's in trouble, isn't he?
Yeah, he's one guy was saying on one station I listened to this morning that he's in the witness protection program and might well want to be too. But it's a good month. There's a lot of fun things going on, and the nice thing, I guess, is that come snow or come sunshine, there's good stuff going on that you can enjoy.
Yeah, I'm last month, Gary, I said, based on your suggestion and some listener suggestions, I was going to go to Kohler to the chocolate tasting that was happening.
They had lots of chocolate.
And something came up, and I was unable to make that trip, so I'm so disappointed, but I will make Kohler another time. I did go to a different chocolate tasting.
And that was where?
That was at Olbrich Gardens in Madison.
Ah.
It was a night of indulgence, and we had chocolates from many local chocolatiers. And sipped wines from many wineries from Wisconsin, and some spirits too, some local spirits. So there was a lot of indulging that happened at that. That was a lot of fun, and it was nice to be inside of the Bolts Conservancy, which is like a tropical rainforest.
It's like a trip to the equator, isn't it? I mean, it's really nice in there.
Yeah, so I did that, and I also went. I did a day trip to, well, a nearby community, about an hour away from Madison. I took a drive, and I put a photo on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page with the WPR magnet. And maybe I won't say right off the bat where I went, and can try to see if they can guess. No big prizes, but that was my my Tell Joy Where to Go stop in February. And I have promised that I'm going to visit a different region of the state every month and take some photos and visit some sites and do some things all over the state of Wisconsin all year long. I am starting out the month of March with a trip to the Fox Cities tomorrow.
Okay.
So I have a couple of things I need to do, family and friend related, but I hope to take some side trips. And if listeners have some suggestions of must-sees in the Fox Cities, cities for this weekend. I'd love to hear those. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or any suggestions you have for things to do later in March, anything that's on your itinerary or something you look forward to doing in the month of March. We are looking for your recommendations. Do you have any special plans this month, Gary?
Well, this month I'll probably be doing a little travel, but this weekend I'm planning to go up to Prairie du Sac, up to the open house that they're having at the Wollersheim Winery. It's a nice quick drive from Madison, and that's always a lot of fun. I know that they're going to have some cooking demonstrations, and there'll be a lot of wine sampling going on up there Saturday and Sunday. So
that sounds great. I've been to that before at Wollersheim. That's a lot of fun.
And the Eagles are out too, they say. So, you know, so hopefully it'll be a good year. And if it's a sunny day, knock on wood, maybe we can see some Eagles.
In fact, that was my Tell Joy Where to Go destination in January. I did the Eagle watching and went to the Wollersheim Winery. So that was that is always a good time. Well, you know, others might be interested in some wintertime activities, and I know that there are some winter festivals taking place this weekend.
Yeah, we have some good things going on, like in Bayfield. They have their big winter fest taking place up there, and they're going to do a polar bear plunge, and I think up there they kind of do that all the time anyway, so it's not a big deal. But up in Bayfield, they have snow kiting and a deck party up there overlooking the lake and probably right on Rittenhouse Avenue. Disc golf. I know over on Madeline Island, they actually have a golf course set up where they play with tennis balls.
And that's funny.
Yeah, it's the whole Madeline Island golf course. And well, it's the winter Madeline Island golf course. They've got a great one in summer, but this one in winter is a real special one too. So
yeah, I think I saw a photo you posted recently, Gary, about the ice road. People are driving on the ice to get to Madeline Island.
Yeah, the ice road was actually open, I think, about 2 days, and then they hit a warm spell and a crack developed, and so they shut it down, and so people are taking the wind sled. And if you've never taken the wind sled to Madeline Island, you don't have a lot of chance, because they do it maybe it's a couple of weeks a year or so that it runs up there. But it's an incredible ride and one of the neatest rides in all of Wisconsin. So if you get up to Bayfield and the wind sled is running, don't miss a chance to hop on and go over. It's blown by a couple of airplane engines, blows itself across the ice.
That sounds like a blast.
Oh, yeah. It really is. And that's someplace we got to send you one of these.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I do want to get up to that part of the state as well. I could also be a lumberjack in Eagle River this weekend.
Eagle River has Klondike Days taking place, and this is kind of a throwback to the logging era. And you'll find pioneers and some of the early explorers hanging out there as well, and a lot of Native American things. And that's really good too. That goes on all weekend long up in the Eagle River area, the Klondike Days. Great celebration up there.
You can jump in the river in La Crosse.
La Crosse has a polar plunge taking place. That's right.
I'm guessing that is the, what river is that? It says the Icy Waters of Wisconsin.
Well, the Mississippi goes by the door over there, but they also have a couple other rivers that meet there. As a matter of fact, the people in La Crosse are fond of saying that they don't get tornadoes because tornadoes never hit where three rivers meet.
Oh, all right. So does the Wisconsin River go there? That's bad of me to not know that.
Yeah. Not the Wisconsin River. I'm sorry. The Mississippi.
But it says, you are going to jump into the frigid and icy waters of Wisconsin. It just doesn't say what river you're jumping into.
It's water. It's water, and it's in Wisconsin, so it's Wisconsin water.
Well, if we're not into a cold outdoor winter festivals or polar plunges, anything this weekend that looks good?
I would have to say if you get over to Rothschild and you're a fishing person, they have the big Wisconsin Muskie Expo taking place up there. And, you know, people who are fishers are always dreaming about going out and catching the big lunker, the huge fish. And the Muskie Expo will get you dreaming, because there'll be plenty of guides up there who can take you to places that have huge fish in them in Wisconsin, and they'll talk about how you catch them and get you all fired up about doing that. And so that could be kind of fun.
Speaking of Rothschild, that's right. That's a suburb of Wausau.
It is.
I wanted to congratulate Bob of Muscadet. Bob was the lucky winner of a special drawing that we held during our recently concluded pledge drive. He is going to be enjoying a night stay at the Jefferson Street Inn in downtown Wausau and a great meal at the nearby Back Win Cafe.
These were prizes
donated by our weekend review guests, Christine Bremer Moogley and Kevin Hermaning. We thought that was very generous of our guests who are from Wausau to encourage pledges to Wisconsin Public Radio with this special giveaway. So Bob was the lucky winner of that drawing. So for his pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio, he now gets to have a spectacular time in Wausau. But he told us that he has never been to Wausau before. He's really looking forward to it. Oh. And we said that we would ask you, Gary, to maybe give a suggestion or two of must-sees in the Wausau area.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, the Jefferson Street Inn is a wonderful place. It's one of the really neat hotels in Wisconsin and doesn't get the kind of attention that it deserves. It's a wonderful place right downtown, and as long as you're there, by all means go to the County Historical Museum, which has got some great exhibits. I know they're doing some special Civil War things at the Marathon County Historical Museum. And also be sure to go to the Woodson, Lee Yawkey Woodson Museum. And actually right now through April, they have a folded paper exhibit over there that's really fabulous with origami and things like that. So by all means, you'll want to do those things. And of course, get to Granite Peak. Granite Peak right now, great for skiing. If he's going up anytime soon through this month, there's a lot of snow up there. You can go do some great skiing. And if you go up in the summer, it's a great place to get a great view of the area.
Yeah, it's a nice area. I lived in Wausau for a number of years. Well, Bob, again, congratulations. If you need any more suggestions, we can help you out. It depends on when you want to go and take your Wausau trip. Well, what about you? What trips are you planning, or what events, activities are you looking forward to in your community in the month of March? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the March edition of Tell Joy Where to Go on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 21 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March 1st. Hello, March. Goodbye, February. This is the March edition of Tell Joy Where to Go every month. Travel writer Gary Knowles joins us with some recommended things that you might want to consider to do in a given month, and his list of suggestions is linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we are sharing some on air as well, and we're looking for your recommendations too. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Becky in Sparta is with us. Hi, Becky.
Hey, Betsy.
Oh, it's Becky.
Hi.
Hi.
We're on our way to the Snow Trek Sled Dog Adventures in Mondovi. We're going to go sled dogging, dog sledding.
Oh, tell us about that. Have you done this before?
Well, no, we've never done it before, so this is something new. But our kids always send us on adventures like hot air balloons and hang gliding, and they're always giving us lots of fun, and that's
great kids.
Something we're trying out. Yeah, they are.
That sounds really fun. Yeah, it does. So you will be given a lesson in how to be a dog sled racer.
Yep, and then you go on a three-hour. We're doing the three-hour one, but you can do longer. You can do like a half-day adventure. And we were kind of chuckling about we were trying to get ready this morning and picking out all our layers because the dogs go fast, and we're picturing it, you know, really being cold. And now we're listening to all these people that are taking everything off to go jumping in water. It can go either way.
Now, so when is this? Is this tomorrow or later today, Becky?
No, this is this morning. We're headed there right now.
Oh, great. So, put a dog bone in your pocket.
Pardon?
I put a dog bone in your pocket. You're going to need some treats for those dogs.
Yeah, really. I'm sure they got to work, do all the work.
Well, it sounds like a blast, anyway. Becky. Thank you so much. I know that I didn't know that you're they welcome. Had that going on in Mondovi here. I know that Bayfield has that happening every once in a while, and
there are places around the state where they don't have necessarily sled dog races, but there are sled dog people who will take you out and show you how it works, and it's real a lot of fun. And you know, one thing I haven't seen much of this year, but I know in some places you can do ski-jorning, where it's a single dog usually that pulls a person on a ski.
Cool.
And it's like a one-person dog sled, although you're on a ski, but they do that. But yeah, it sounds like great fun. I hope you have a great ride.
Yeah,
great,
Becky, great thanks for sharing that. And I love what her kids are doing
for
them.
Really
that's
nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
John in Madison is with us now. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey, John.
Pretty good. What are you up to or looking forward to?
I wanted to respond to the gentleman that won the trip to Wausau.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a Bach Fest going on March 16th, and it's at the Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. Yep, the Bach Fest.
Oh, it's great. The guy there does a real good job with his beer, and the Bach Fest is real good. They have the, what they call them, the Caramel Meisters that will take and stick a hot poker in your beer if you want. And
yeah, I heard about that. Now, I've never tried it. What happens when you put a hot poker in beer?
Yeah, why would you want to do that?
well, what they say is it caramelizes the beer because it's hot, and it will caramelize the sugars in the beer.
Oh, okay. So it sweetens it a little bit?
Sweetens it up a little bit. I tried it. I didn't particularly care for it, but... I mean, you know, the beer was good on it, was great on its own.
Sure.
I didn't see any need to stick a hot poker in it.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, try anything once, and if it doesn't hurt anybody.
But I like Bach beer, too, and I know the Bull Falls Brewery is really got a good reputation up there, like you say.
Yeah, and there's a couple other breweries. Great Dane is up there, and then there's the Red Eye Brewery that is up there as well. So, I mean... they all serve good product, and the person that won that trip, he should enjoy himself. I mean, it's a great outdoor afternoon event. Bring a parka, and you know.
I think that sounds great, John. And if Bob doesn't take advantage of that, I might.
You know, another good thing, I don't know, you said you've been up in that. You spent some time up there, Joy. Did you ever get out to the Dells of the Eau Claire?
I have, yes.
Beautiful spot, isn't it? And it's kind of, in some ways, it kind of throws you, because when you hear the word Eau Claire, you're thinking, well, it's in Eau Claire, but it's really a little east of Wausau, but a really beautiful area. So if he goes in spring, that would be a great place to go see the water coming through over there.
But thanks for that. Bach Fest going on in Wausau on March 16th. Sounds really like a lot of fun. And there are other brew and wine things going on, Gary?
Mineral Point, they're going to celebrate taverns down there. Jim Drager, who is the state... the state architect and a great writer. He and Mark Speltz have done a couple of books on great state breweries, and this one is called Bottoms Up. And they're going to have a big Bottoms Up celebration at Mineral Point on the 16th, the same day as the Bach Fest. And Mark and Jim are going to be down there signing books, and they're going to bring out some beer from the Brewery Creek Brewery, which is a little local craft brewery down there in Mineral Point. And you can go down and try that. And
oh, yeah, that sounds great. Yes, Jim has been a guest on this show talking about Bottoms Up.
Oh, okay, he's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he and Mark do some really good work. Baraboo is also have a spring brew. They're calling it a brouhaha, and that takes place on the 15th, and should be a lot of fun, too.
And we have another caller. Let's get to Mary Ann in Oshkosh next. Hello, Mary Ann. This sounds gorgeous. You have a great event to tell us about. Hi, Mary Ann.
Well, I knew I had to call because I heard you were going to be in Fox Cities tomorrow, and I thought, oh, you have to stop in Oshkosh. At the Payne Art Center and Gardens, starting, it started last night. There's Rooms of Blooms, and it's this weekend and next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh.
Throughout the Payne Mansion, they will have beautiful floral displays. They'll have over 100 floral displays as you go through the wonderful Payne Mansion, seeing art and, you know, all that's involved there. And it's Thursdays from 11 to 4. Sunday's the same, 11 to 4. And then Friday and Saturday, this weekend and next, from 10 until 7. And admission is $11 for adults and $7 for children. And members of the Payne Center get in for free. During the days, there are some special talks that people can go to, but just going through and seeing the Payne and seeing all those wonderful flowers. I don't know about you, but this time of year, I am a little bit crazed to want to see flowers.
I am too, Marianne. I in fact, on my Facebook page, I put a big picture of a daffodil on it because I'm ready for spring and spring flowers. And
I have come to the Payne.
I am going to. I'm there.
Good
there
idea.
We go. I
Good
am.
Idea.
I have time to do that on Sunday. In fact, on my way back, I think I will do that. And I've heard it's gorgeous. I know some people that have been there and have recommended it, and I've been meaning to go. So thank you. I'm so glad to find out about that. Rooms of Blooms in Oshkosh this weekend and next weekend. Perfect. So anything else in the Fox Cities this weekend, Gary, on your list? Do you?
Let me think. Nothing popped right off, but I'm sure there's some things that are going on up there. You know, anytime you go up there, I would recommend stopping in, if you haven't been there, to the Houdini Museum at the County Historical Society right off of College Avenue in Appleton. And then the other place that I always like to go is the Bergstrom Mahler Museum, which has got an incredible collection of glass up there. And I think they just ended a show with the Harvey Littleton and the UW glass people. But I know there's always some really neat glass to see over at the Bergstrom Mahler.
All right, looking forward to it. We are talking with Gary Knowles. He is a travel writer. And he is with us once a month to talk about fun things to do and see in Wisconsin. We look for your recommendations, too. Tell Joy where to go for March, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We'll check news and Wisconsin life, and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the March edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll get back to more of your suggestions for fun things to do in Wisconsin in the month of March in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Winter often means weekends spent indoors, searching for entertainment and escape. Writer David McLinn reflects on his Sunday afternoons with his sons at the local pool.
As a younger man, I loved few things more than snowy weekends. Those endless stretches of duty-free hours to read or watch movies or hide beneath an old quilt dreaming about my future. 10 years later, my future has arrived. My sons, Galen and Hayden, are 8 and 6, and snowbound weekends are seldom restful. Close in age and nearly equal in size, their energy is as contagious as a virus. If one boy is feeling wild, the other can't help but join in, and vengeance rides hard on the heels of every provocation. A finger in the ear is met with a sneaker winged across the room. A dollar stolen from Hayden's wallet results in Galen's underwear floating in the toilet. Their wrestling wakes us on Saturday morning and continues until we shoo them upstairs at night. Even then, we hear them jumping on their beds, taunting each other from behind their closed doors. By Sunday afternoon, we're all on edge and desperate to escape. My wife volunteers to go to Woodman's, but only if she can go alone. I gather the boys' swimming trunks and goggles, bundle them in heavy parkas and gloves, and set out for the YMCA. We hang our jeans in a locker, tie our suits tight, and exit through the showers to the pool. The boys long ago declared the shallow water for babies. They head straight for the deep end. When they were younger, the boys used to take turns playing elevator by holding onto my shoulders as I slid down the wall toward the bottom. As a boy, I learned to hold my breath the same way, clutching onto my own father's shoulders as he plunged toward the deep end of our neighborhood pool, the shadowed grates of the pumps like a door in the earth's crust, a realm accessible only to him and to me. It's a father's job to lead his sons into the deep end, to show them that every abyss eventually has a bottom, and to teach them not to fear it. I've taken my sons swimming on so many Sunday afternoons that they have become good swimmers by nothing more than repetition. They jump over my head and slither through my legs. They can hold their breaths almost as long as I can. They can touch the deep end without my help. Most Sundays I float beneath them in the quiet enclosure of the water, watching their legs bicycle above me. When they scurry up the metal ladder and disappear from view, I understand a little of what it will feel like when they grow up and move away. Before I know it, my Sundays will be as quiet as they once were. Already I miss the days when the boys clung to my neck. I call their names, and my words bubble silently toward the water's mirrored surface. But just as I start to feel sad, Galen dives in. His eyes are wide behind his goggles, and his hands are outstretched, reaching for me.
Commentator David McGlynn is the author of A Door in the Ocean and The End of the Straight and Narrow. He teaches at Lawrence University. Wisconsin Life is produced by Ann Strainchamps and Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from the Mead Witter Foundation of Wisconsin Rapids. You can find us online at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, March 1st. Travel writer Gary Knowles is here, as he is during the beginning of each month, with his Wisconsin Events Sampler. And we are asking you to tell Joy where to go for the month of March. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. And Gary, we have some callers who've been waiting, so let's go to Leah in Green Bay. Hi, Leah.
Hi. I wanted to tell you about two things. First of all, there's a film festival in Green Bay this weekend, and that goes all weekend, and I think it's the second one, and that should be a lot of fun because they get films from all over the world.
Excellent.
And the second thing is, on Thursday night at St. Norbert College, there's going to be a world music folk singer. It's free and open to the public. His name is Gerard Ettery, and he's a great, amazing performer, and this is a great thing for families, as well as, it's not just for college students, it's for the community.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And where is the film festival, Leah?
Well, I was trying to remember. I'm really not part of it, but okay. I think it's near the airport.
Okay.
But I don't want to say that for sure. So I think if you go online, you'll find it.
I will. Thank you very much.
I think we have it listed with a connection in our list too, Joy. So if people want to check out our list, there's a link in there.
Okay, sounds good. Let's go next to Jan in Nina. Hi, Jan.
Hi. Hi, Joy. Hello, Gary.
Hey, and Jan.
Seth. Yeah, good to see you and hear you. I wanted to let you know that...
you have special powers up
no,
there,
right.
I would think.
Yeah.
I do. I've got you in my mind. I wanted to let you know that we've just closed a really nice glass show, and we're celebrating youth having the opportunity to make glass as well. So we've invited 127 high school students over to make something in our studios, and those things go on exhibit this weekend.
What kinds of things do they make?
They've been doing fusing projects and then working over torches, making beads, and doing flame work.
Jan, I think I recognize that you're from the Bergstrom Mahler up there, right? I don't know that we said that.
Yes. So I thought I'd give you a call. Thank you for mentioning us, and say hello to Joy and let you know that we're still continuing some nice things in glass. So.
All right. That sounds great. Thanks very much. So the students' work is there this weekend or for a while?
Yes, it will be up through the month of March to celebrate National Youth Art Month, and they've been very creative in a new medium. So,
and then your paperweight collection is always there, isn't it?
paperweights, and we've got some spectacular contemporary glass
right.
out with some new gifts, and then all of our glass collections are actually out. So
great.
As we've branded as Wisconsin's Glass Museum, we're trying to make that a glass destination.
All right.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much, Jan. And one more from Ann in Marshfield. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I'm calling to let people know, and you specifically, Joy, that we're having a concert series by Central Chamber Chorale in central Wisconsin. We're featuring 20th century American choral giants Aaron Copland and Randall Thompson. Yeah. They are all free concerts, and we are in Abbotsford Friday, March 8th at 7:30, Wisconsin Rapids Saturday, March 9th at 7:30, and Marshfield Sunday, March 10th at 7:30.
I love it. That's,
oh, that's great.
All over central Wisconsin. Sounds good.
Great music.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ann. And I know you had, Gary, a number of music-related events on your list.
Yeah, I think March must be for music, too, because in Milwaukee they have Ring of Fire, the musical, which, of course, is about Johnny Cash, and that goes on through May 5th. So good chance to see that. And then one of my favorite country western groups, the Riders in the Sky, are going to be performing in Stoughton tomorrow night, and they are a great group. And if you liked, I don't know, if you're old enough to remember the Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers, this is the kind of music that they play. And there's other music going on around the state, too, throughout the month. The Quabby Sisters will be in Stoughton on the 9th, and they're sort of a Texas swing group and play good
stuff. I saw
stuff.
Janice Ian was going to be in
Janice
Stoughton.
Janice Ian is coming to Stoughton on the 13th. And yeah, and quite a name. Some of us would recognize Janice Ian, and quite a.
Well, I learned
performer.
The truth at 17, Gary. So.
Yeah, the good old days, right? Mm. And yeah, there's a lot of good music going on. Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. Maybe you've heard of them. They're going to be in Stoughton on the 15th. So a lot of good music going on in Wisconsin.
Gary Knowles is our guest. He is a travel writer. He writes a column for the Upper Great Lakes. Newspaper. I'm sorry, it's a Journal and Topics newspapers. And he is also a contributing travel editor to the online publication American Boomer. And I know you write for other publications too, Gary. Didn't you do something for Madison Magazine recently?
Yeah, my wife May and I do a series of getaway articles. And we were down in Lake Geneva. And I think I was about to go down to the Baker House, I told you, when we left here. And I got to tell you, Joy, it's great having a butler. When you go there, they assign
a butler
to you. Yeah, they assign a butler to you. We had our own butler in our own room, and they've got a great museum down in Lake Geneva too, a local museum down there, where we found it in the museum. There are parts of the Columbian Exposition from Chicago, 1893, that they saved, that they've got there. There are parts of Frank Lloyd Wright's raised hotel, which is no longer there, that are there. And they have swizzle sticks from the old Playboy Club. So
wow.
it's a neat museum. There's great places to eat. If you get down there, don't miss Simple, which is a great cafe, but a wonderful cafe. And Sapro, which is a great dining place. But it's just, we had a great time. We had a great time.
I am planning a trip to Lake Geneva soon. I'm not positive when, but I'm talking to somebody about the mailboat ride, and
oh, yeah.
the
yep.
there is a tour of one of the estates there. Black Point
is the newest Wisconsin Historical Society place. They've just adopted it, but I had a chance to get through it last fall, and it is really fabulous.
And I will check out Simple, a cafe in Lake Geneva.
Yeah, Lake
Sounds
Geneva,
good
place to go.
So where are you planning on going in the month of March? What fun things are going on in your community, or do you have some kind of regular activity that you take part in? 1-800-642-1234. Getting all sorts of great ideas during this March edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I will be headed to the Fox Cities this weekend, and I'm getting some good suggestions on things to do this weekend in the Fox Cities. But I'm looking for other suggestions for later on in the month. And it's always nice to just share some of the fun things about life in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Richwood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheep, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon. I've been over there, hey, smelled that dairy air, hey, once a Bob Clare, hey, thought I saw a bear, hey.
This is the March edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with travel writer Gary Knowles, asking you to tell me where to go for the month of March. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You will see on Facebook that we have a link to Gary's Wisconsin Events Sampler, which has lots of things going on throughout the state of Wisconsin in the month of March. You can check out that list. You'll also see a photograph of me. I am in a Wisconsin community with the WPR Magnet. It was one of my destinations for Tell Joy Where to Go last month. You can try to guess where that photo was taken. No big prize, but you can see one of the places I went based on your recommendations. And Gary, I just heard in that little that was the Gomers and their song that's sort of it's sort of a parody, not really a parody, but of Johnny Cash's I've been over there, I've been everywhere.
Yep.
And one of the towns was New London. Lots of stuff happening in New London on St. Paddy's Day this month.
New London is where the big parade happens. And do they change the name up there to New Dublin?
They change it to New Dublin,
I think they do. And that is on the 16th. Just before St. Paddy's Day, but you can bet that the celebration spills over onto St. Paddy's Day in New London, and they have the big Irish parade and music from a great group called Switchback, which is actually a couple of guys who do Celtic music, but it ought to be a lot of fun up there, and ought to be fun downtown going on the 16th. Take your green and wear it.
Yeah, so anything else going on for St. Paddy's Day besides New Dublin, New London?
Well, we have in Milwaukee, they have a great big parade over there as well. And I'm just looking for which day they do that. I think they're doing it before St. Paddy's Day. Madison has a parade on St. Patrick's Day, and you can catch that one. And there's the Milwaukee parade. I thought I had it here, and it seems to have slipped away from me, Joy.
All right, so there is a parade of St. Patrick's Day parade
in
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is doing theirs on the 9th, as a matter of fact. That's why I lost it.
Okay. All right, let's take some calls. We have Andrew in De Pere. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how you doing today, Joy?
Pretty good. What are you up to?
Oh, I am on my way to work, but I just called to mention that the early inland trout season starts tomorrow, actually. And it is a catch-and-release only season, and I've been in Wisconsin. I moved here less than a year ago, so I've got a lot of exploring to do to go find some good trout fishing.
Where are you going to fish? Have you got a place spotted out?
Not an exact spot, no. I've got a couple ideas, and kind of one river I've picked out, and I'm thinking I'm going to go over in Portage County.
Okay. Well, you got to get a line in the water or the fish will never bite, you know.
All right. So, sounds good, Andrew. Thanks very much. So, early trout season opens
sounds good.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You can't keep the fishing people down. I know that ice fishing is still going on in places, too.
Well, speaking of fishing, Jim and Cable emails, the Hayward Free Fishing Expo will take place from 9 until 7 on Saturday, March 16th in the Wesleyan Church.
Okay.
There will be fishing seminars, fly casting lessons, displays of the latest boating and fishing equipment, and many door prizes. It's all free. Pack up grandma, gramps, and the little ones and come to Hayward for 2 weeks from tomorrow for the free fishing expo.
Well, that's great. That'd be a lot of fun. Hayward's a great place, too.
Yeah.
Good place to go. And they just wrapped up the Berkey up there not too long ago, you know.
And when you're up there, one of my travels will bring me to Hayward, and I'm going to do the picture in the mouth of the
You're
giant muskie.
Stand in the mouth of the muskie?
Yes,
good.
I am.
Good.
I am. So that'll be fun. And we are looking for your ideas of things to do in the month of March. Maybe you have winter activities still on your mind. And yes, there still is snow to do that. You can let us know. Or maybe you're looking for something fun to do indoors or have an idea of something fun to do indoors. Or when spring really starts springing, coming up March 20th, I think, is the first day of spring.
I think it is, yeah.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Michelle in Ironwood, Michigan is with us. Hi, Michelle. Oh, I'm sorry we lost you, Michelle. She's going to talk about a huge basketball tournament. Isn't March Madness going on, Gary?
Yeah, March is the month of basketball for sure. And yeah, we didn't even get into that, but certainly the high school tournaments are taking place. The college NCAA stuff all begins, and March Madness will be in full gear. And, of course, you know, the University of Wisconsin Badger team has been doing extremely well, so you know, we'll be looking forward to a lot of basketball in this month as well. And then the other thing that happens in March is up in Neenah, the alpacas come out. And
what?
Yeah, it must be spring because the alpacas are coming out. 16th to the 18th in Neenah, it's the Spring Bling Alpaca Show taking place up there at the Tri-County Ice Arena. And there'll be all kinds of alpaca parades and judging, and if you ever wanted to meet an alpaca in person, that would be a good place to do it.
You know, you can think about getting out on in your canoe or your kayak, too. I see a Canoe-copia is coming up in Madison March 9th and 10th.
Yep, Canoe-copia is coming up, and they really have a good time there. And you know who they're going to bring in? They're bringing in the guy who goes by the moniker of the Last River Rat, Kenny Solway, who has written a number of books about living on the river over on the Mississippi, and he's going to be talking about his book Tales of a River Rat over there. And he's really quite a character. He's one of the last outdoorsmen that really lives outdoors and really lives that life. And then the same weekend, it's Bike-O-Rama at the Alliant Energy Center. So you can go out and check out your water transportation and your land transportation all in the same place.
Yeah, and that's that makes me think spring for sure.
Yeah,
and I know that you were interested in this Top Chefs competition at Elkhart Lake.
Yeah, you know, Elkhart Lake, I've got to say, has really become a mecca of great food. And between Lola's and the Paddock up there and the Lake Street Cafe and a couple other places, they have got some really great chefs, and they're having a Top Chefs competition on the 10th. It's on a Sunday. It's a benefit, so it'll cost you to get into it. But if you want to taste some outstanding work by some really good chefs, the Ostoff Resort is where that's going to be taking place on the 10th of March. So,
and
well,
I know,
worth it.
I know that Amanda Magnus, my producer, is going to be going to the Mad Rollin' Dolls Roller Derby on the 16th.
The 16th, yeah, that's right. The Rolling Dolls, the indoor skating is going to be over there, and I don't know. She's probably going to take her new haircut over there, and you know, I don't know that she can scare anybody with that. I don't think so.
Amanda actually is a roller derby skater in the Rec League, and yes, she has a brand new short and very cute haircut.
Is that Rec with a W or an R?
I think both. I don't know. Beth in Superior, I'm almost out of time, but thanks for calling. What do you have in mind?
Hi, I'm calling to let everyone know that the NCAA Division III Women's Hockey Championship is being played in Superior this March.
Okay. All right. That ought to be good.
All right. So I guess they're pretty good hockey players in Superior.
Yeah, there's a lot of good hockey going on all over Wisconsin.
And, all right. Well, one last event for us?
I would say, let's get out. Let's do the last snow event of the year. Avalanche Days in Wausau goes the 25th through the 7th, and it's at Granite Peak, and everything from snowboarding, free ski lessons, and the last of the snow events up there.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. And again, maybe Bob wants to take his certificate and get up there this weekend. Bob from Muscadet, the winner of our special drawing for a night in Wausau and a great meal at a nearby cafe.
That'll be good.
Thanks very much, Gary, for being here.
Have a good month.
Gary Knowles is a travel writer, and it will be back next month for another edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.